The Burt Show.
So Mo has been taking inventory of his health, especially lately here. Had a bout with gout. And you're starting to take a look at everything you're eating now also?
Yeah. They say God works in mysterious ways. And, you know, I saw something once that said when you pray and you ask for patience, God does not deliver you patience. He puts you in a situation where you have to use your patience. Uh-huh. And I've learned that this is true. Because when I got back from the vacation, it was a late night. I had a flight that got me in really late. And I'm on my way home. And I was just thinking, just reflecting on everything, having my daily conversation with God. And I was like, you know, I need some help with one, dealing with my stress. I want to stop stressing over things. And two, with ordering out. Like, that's my weakness. When I'm just tired, when I'm in a situation that I'm in, it's just convenient. And I just do it. And I feel like it's probably a part of my high blood pressure, so on and so forth. So I told God, I'm going to stop. But after tonight, it's late.
See, Daddy did give you patience.
Right?
You're not doing it right now.
I'm not in a rush. Patience. Working on my patience. So because it's so late, it's like one or two things open. So I order Chinese food. And I don't know if anybody has ever experienced this on DoorDash. This is my first time experiencing anything like this. So I get home. I order the food. And it tells me the food is going to be there. Let's say it's 10 o'clock at this point. And I'm looking at it. And so 10:15 comes. 10:30 comes.
What's the worst?
10:45. Right. And I don't have any updates. Like, I'm cool if it's saying, we're sorry, it's taking a while. Mm-hmm. It's a little delayed. But it's not updating. It's still telling me that it's going to be there at 10 o'clock. So I go and I do the little get help thing. Right. And when you go to get help, it doesn't really give you a lot of options. No. It pretty much tells you the kind of help that you're going
to
get.
And it's impossible to speak to a person.
Absolutely impossible, which I've discovered. So I'm like, it's like, do you need help? I'm like, yes. What you need help with? Where's the food?
the thing that I ordered. Yeah, you know, where is it?
The whole reason we're interacting right now. And it tells me, oh, sorry for the delay. Your food, if it's 10:45 in this moment, it says your food will be there at 10:46. So I'm like, come on.
On the way.
Yeah, right. So then I'm like, all right, cool. So then I wait like another 10 minutes. So now it's like 10:56. I do the same exact thing. And it tells me, oh, sorry for the delay. Your food will be there at 10:57.
Are you kidding?
I'm like,
and you ordered it at what time again?
This was supposed to be there at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
So we about 50-something minutes in now, right, to the delay. So I'm like, all right, come on, man. So obviously this is not helping me. It's just going to keep telling me it'll be there any minute, which I would have appreciated if it just said that and stopped lying to me, right? So I'm like, cool. So then it tells me you may have to contact the person that you ordered from. So I call the guy, and he's... He's like, hello? I'm like, hey, man, I made this order. I don't know where the driver is. I don't know what's going on. And he tells me, you know, what's your address? What's the order? I tell him. And he goes, yeah. Like, he doesn't even let me finish. Like, Mark, he's like, yeah. It's on the way.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, okay. All right, cool. Thank you. So then when I get off the phone, I don't know how this happened. Somehow, some way, I get off the phone with him, and I look at my phone. The guy rung the doorbell, like, in that time. And I missed it. Somehow, it didn't register on my phone. I don't know. Like, I have no idea how it happened. But I can see that I have a missed call. But it didn't, like, give me the option to answer it or to click over. So I'm like, okay, I somehow missed it. So then I call this guy back. It couldn't have been 60 seconds. It had to be about 30, 45 seconds later. And he's not answering the phone. I call him again. He's not answering the phone.
He's enjoying your Kung Pao chicken.
Oh, you better believe it. And that's why I'm steaming. Because I'm like, I wanted the good Chinese food, too. I was ready to go down. And then he texts me. Now, he doesn't answer my call, but he texts me. And he says, hey, man, I rung your doorbell. So I'm like, I'm aware. You know, I missed it. My apologies. That was like 30 seconds ago. What'd you do with the food?
Could you even understand what he was saying with all that food in his mouth?
Only because he was texting. So he texts me back. And he's like, yeah, I left it at the door.
Whose door?
That's what I said. It's not mine, right? And then he's like, I said, which door? He said, the door that the directions say to drop it off. So now I got to run to the other side of the building because technically that's the door that he couldn't get in to bring the food up. It's not there, of course, right? Like, I put everything, I run over there, it's not there. So I text him back. Hey, man, I don't know which door you're talking about, but the food is not there. Well, I don't know. That's what told me to do. Sorry. So I'm like, okay, so can you at least cancel the order so that I can place another one? At this point, working on my patience, not going to get stressed out about it. No problem, right? He doesn't respond. So then I go on the DoorDash and say, I'm trying to make a new order because my old order didn't get here. So can you please? They're like, we can't cancel the order. You have to contact the driver.
Are you kidding?
Asshole, man.
So then they're like, I said, I can't contact the driver. He's not answering or texting me back. They say, contact the merchant. So I contact the merchant. He said, yeah. Contact the driver.
Damn.
So then like 20 minutes later, The driver finally texts me back. The whole time, I can't place a new order because he has not canceled out the first order.
Now it's like 11:20?
It got to be like, yeah, it's like 11:30, 11:40, something like that this time. And then I hit the driver, and the driver says, sorry, man, I'm done dashing. You're going to have to take that up with DoorDash. Now, in that moment, I couldn't figure out why. But then it hit me. It's because if he would have canceled the order, then I would have been able to rate the order. And I would have been able to say something about the driver.
Mm.
But because he never canceled the order, I can't complain about the driver. Because
there's
no record of the food having ever been delivered. So technically, he did nothing wrong. And like you said, Kristen, I can't get anybody on the phone to complain about him. So this man got to eat my Kung Pao chicken in the peace of life. And I think I'm done ordering out.
That's God's patience testing you right
there.
There
you go.
The Burt Show.